Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move
with
you. See your local dealer
rubber
today.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber... Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Right now, I am talking to Abby Mayberry over in New Braunfels, Texas. And we're talking about a very special young man that she has really helped as a friend through a special page that's been organized on Facebook. And the young man we're talking about is Isaac Juarez, very special kid. And I could tell that I really liked him when I saw his picture and the different faces and his expressions. And you can tell he's just a happy kid. And I wanted Abby to share about Isaac and tell about the situation. So welcome to the program, Abby.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so happy to be here. I was so excited when I saw you sharing a little bit about Isaac on Facebook. Isaac is a six-year-old little boy who is fighting medulloblastoma for the second time in his life. He'll be turning seven on August the 22nd. And Isaac he's amazing. He's the funniest kid. He will sing and dance and tell jokes and, We love him so much. He's been such a blessing to our family and to everybody who meets him. We first learned about Isaac I run a mom's group here in New Braunfels called Moms of New Braunfels, and we have about 18,000 members of moms that are here in our local community and surrounding communities. And about a year ago, Isaac's mom, Alita, shared with us that they were going back to St. Jude's for this second set of round of radiation and chemo, that the cancer had come back. And so we organized some meal trains and just some stuff like that for the family while she was gone with, they've got five kids. So they left the two oldest here with Dad, and she took the two youngest in Isaac, Tennessee, to St. Jude's. And when she came home, Isaac seemed to be doing pretty good after that first round of radiation and chemo. Then it became evident within the first few treatments that he wasn't really responding the way that they were hoping that he was going to. And those tumors kept growing. So they found one trial that he qualified for, and during that trial, the tumors kept on growing during that trial. And so at the middle of June, they actually took him out of treatment at St. Jude and put him on hospice care and sent him back to New Braunfels. At that point in time, we decided that we wanted to do a little bit more for Isaac, and that's how Isaac's best summer ever was born. And we were able to go to all of our area businesses and ask for tickets and meals and all kinds of stuff for everything around here. We've got Natural Bridge Caverns, we've got Schlitterbahn, we've got a drive-through movie theater. Our local Alamo Draft House became real involved with us and gave us an entire theater for Isaac for his launch party for his best summer ever. And we were able to sell some tickets to some of our local moms and their families and invite some of our sponsors in and watch Toy Story 4. And Isaac's dream is to be a soldier. So our local Army recruiters came in and they swore him in. They gave him fatigues, they gave him a certificate, gave him some PT gear. And then Isaac's other wish was to see snow. And so when we left the theater that night, we had all of our NBPD, our NBFD, some of our local game wardens, and some of our CCSO, our Comal County Sheriff's Department, the SWAT team. They were all waiting for Isaac outside. And when he walked outside, it was snowing. And so we were able to have a snowball fight. We had 400 snowballs came from our local Bahama Bucks. And Morales Ice out of San Antonio, they blew us a whole field of snow. And we all sat out there in the middle of July in South Texas, and we had us a big snowball fight and made snow angels and played in the snow. So it was really a fantastic way to kick Isaac's summer off, I think.
I love that. And Isaac is now 6 years old, is that correct?
Isaac is right now six. He'll be seven on August the 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, he has almost not. Almost there, almost the big seven.
That is great. So he's got a birthday coming up, and you may have something that you want to do for him for his birthday as far as cards or people sending well wishes to the young man.
Yes, he would love to have cards sent to Isaac. We did have another organization here in town that gave him a birthday party a few weeks ago. But we would sure love to have a card sent to Isaac. I think he would think that was really great. His whole family is, they actually, most of their kids, like I said, they've got five, and they're all celebrating birthdays here pretty quick. So everybody's been kind of having parties and doing a bunch of fun stuff like that. But we would sure love to have cards come in for Isaac, and we can post an address that can be sent to on the page on Facebook, if that would be the easiest way to kind of let some of your listeners know where to send them.
Yes, and one of the things you mentioned that I noticed, you said that they sent him home on hospice. But on July 23rd, there was a new treatment that was released, and on the 15th of August, the family is supposed to see if Isaac qualifies for this at St. Jude?
Yes, yes. And so that is the super exciting part about this story, is Isaac's mom was just determined that she was not going to give up. and that her soldier was going to be able to keep on fighting. And so she has been keeping up with all of the trials that are being released. And there was a trial released on July 23rd for the recurrence of medulloblastoma. And she got right on the phone and got a call back from St. Jude's that they are going to consider Isaac, that he goes up on the 15th, like you said, for testing to see if he is a candidate for this new trial, which, you know, would be simply amazing, because that's been our biggest thing, is that we're not giving up on hoping for Isaac. He has been fighting, and we are willing to fight with him for, you know, for as long as we possibly can. We've said that over and over, that this whole summer was not about thinking that Isaac was done or that Isaac's story was done, that this summer was just about giving him some opportunities and some memories that he could talk about when he was grown up and tell his kids about how, you know, he was told that something bad was going to happen, but that he just kept the faith and kept going, and here he still is. So we're really hoping, and praying big that he is a candidate for this new trial.
Absolutely. And as people know, many people who are listening understand that when you accept hospice care, that's pretty much saying make them comfortable and we're not going to try anything else moving forward. But this mom stepped up for her son, found this special treatment, and then there's an opportunity now for him to be treated for his cancer. And we're asking for prayers from people who are hearing this show for Isaac and for his family, because if Isaac can get this treatment on August 15th, if he's approved and he qualifies, then this may very well be the thing that helps to save his life.
That's very true. And that is, we have two daughters. I actually am fighting cancer myself. And so our family is pretty, you know, this is something that's pretty close to our heart. And we've been telling the girls, you know, we just pray all the time that there is just an opportunity. And when this came out, I mean, I think you probably said, I heard us in Alabama. We were yelling so loud. Now we're in Texas.
I think I heard an echo. I did.
So we were so excited, and we're just so hopeful that that this is something that's going to work out for Isaac. Because I'll tell you what, as soon as you meet this little boy, he has got just a spirit about him that just, he makes you want to smile. His whole family is that way. His mom is amazing. She's got two babies younger than Isaac, and she's got two girls older than Isaac. And she keeps it together and loves her kids and loves her husband and her family. And I mean, she is just such a great mom. And she absolutely refused to give up hope for her little boy. And I think if this will work out, and, you know, if he's a candidate for this, I think it's going to be probably the best story of a mother's love that you could really tell, you know, because she was not going to give up on that little boy.
Absolutely. And one of the things, if you don't mind, Abby, since you brought it up, the fact that you have cancer yourself, and what I want people to be aware of is somebody who yourself has your own struggle, but yet you have a passion for helping Isaac Juarez at this time. And there's those of us who are healthy who have a great opportunity to take up the slack and to help this family. And I really appreciate the fact that you are still passionate about that. You're running a page for 18,000 people who are following moms who care about kids in their communities. So it really shows your heart too, not just Isaac's, but yours, because, and his mom's, because you're taking that step. So I really appreciate you, Abby, and the fact that you're looking outside of yourself to help this child.
Okay, that's so nice of you to say. We're so blessed, you know, and my cancer is not one that they will consider to be terminal. It's just one that we're just going to have to fight. But, you know, they told us about 6 months ago, which is kind of what we're going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. But there is a rest of my life. And as much as we have done in the last 2 years as a family, I just can't imagine being a mom and watching your child be the one to go through it. And that is just one thing that it just hurts my heart, because I know what my kids and my husband have gone through. but I know what it would be if the shoe was on the other foot and I was having to watch my babies go down that hallway into surgery or into treatment or watch them be sick, and I just can't even imagine. We have way too many in our group, actually, that are fighting cancer right now. We have about 12 in our little, you know, what used to be a small little town. It's growing every day now, but it's just shocking to me, and I don't think that a whole lot of people quite understand exactly how many kids are fighting cancer and all kinds of illnesses. But, you know, it's something that I think once your blinders are off, once you've kind of seen it yourself and you've been in the hospital and you've been in the treatment rooms and you've been in the recovery room yourself, and you notice that there's that little child, you know, just a couple beds away from you or a couple chairs down from you. And it's something that really does open your eyes to that need and to the fact that we're really blessed. I'm blessed that I come home. Even when I come home from the hospital from being sick myself, I come home to healthy kids. And that's something that there's no amount of money or anything else in the world that can make up for it when your baby is sick.
Talking about the need, when we come back, let's talk about the needs of the family, the Juarez family, as they move forward. I know that we've talked about them receiving this trial or the opportunity to receive a trial coming up on August 15th, and Isaac has to qualify. But let's talk about some ways that you've learned because of your connection with the family about how people in the public that are hearing this right now who say, you know what, I can put myself in that mom's shoes, or I can put myself in that person's shoes, and I would like to try to help them. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Abby, we're talking to Abby Mayberry, and she is in New Braunfels, Texas, and we're glad that she has joined us. She runs the page for the family, for Isaac, and tell us the page again.
It's Isaac's Best Summer Ever.
And we want people to go to Isaac's Best Summer Ever while we're on break. Go find it and like it. Follow the page and the amazing things they're doing. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Abling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, heroes just the same.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And right now, we're talking to Abby Mayberry, and we're talking about Isaac Juarez from New Braunfels, Texas. They have a big day coming up August the 15th, going to St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee. We gave the family a gift certificate courtesy of Baby Jack's Barbecue. We wanted to try to help in a small way because there are expenses that surround any type of travel when you're going to these places, and it does cost a family, and so we want to try to find ways to help the Juarez family, and we have Abby on the line right now to talk about some of those things. Abby, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. It's so good to be here.
So glad to have you. Let's talk about some opportunities maybe that somebody's listening and Isaac's story has touched their heart, the situation for the family has touched their heart, and maybe they went back and followed Isaac's best summer ever, and they want to help. How can they do that, Abby?
Well, we did raise a little bit of money for them already, but I know that if he ends up being able to be back in this trial again, there will be expenses that come with it, of course. St. Jude's is fantastic about sending or giving all of their treatment. The families don't ever have to spend any money on the treatment. But they do have to get there. They do have to eat on the way there. Ronald McDonald House does provide lodging and food, but they only provide lodging and food for a certain amount of people. So actually, Isaac's family, because they do have five kids, including Isaac, they're too big to stay at Ronald McDonald House. And so if the whole family wants to go, then they're unable to stay there. So they would need, lodging at that point in time. If dad and the girls want to go, of course, wear and tear on vehicles gets to be something that everybody worries about when you travel for treatment. And then, of course, if dad stays home or if he gets to go, there's that time off work and all that kind of stuff. So we have had several people who have sent gift cards in, Visa gift cards, Walmart gift cards. There have been people that have sent checks in. Any of that stuff, I think, is welcome. Any kind of restaurant gift cards, if there's something, we're in Texas, so we're not real sure about what is around St. Jude's as far as food goes, but any kind of gift cards for the food that's around St. Jude's that maybe mom and the boys could get to if they're there, or mom and dad and all the kids could get to if they're there when Isaac's in treatment, because we are believing that he's going to be back in treatment again. So we're believing that they're going to have lots of trips back and forth to Tennessee until he's all better.
Well, I think in Memphis they even have Whataburger. So I think
a little bit of home there.
That's right. Maybe even Jack in the Box. I'm familiar with those places in Texas. I had a great friend in Odom, Texas. We used to go visit when I was younger, and me and my wife went to San Antonio for our anniversary, our honeymoon, when we first got married, and my granddad grew up outside of Corpus Christi, so a lot of family there in Texas as well right now as we speak. So,
well, then you can claim a residency a little bit then.
I love going to Texas. Used to go every summer, visit my uncle, and go out to Dallas, outside of Dallas in Lancaster, Texas, near Waxahachie. So we would visit there quite often. I think I picked up some of my granddaddy's enunciation and accent over the years being raised by him.
Oh, really? in that East Texas.
That's right.
We don't claim Texas too much during the summertime. Man, it sure gets hot here. We had a hot day today, and I'm actually watching my kids feed right now because it's so hot. You know, we wait till real late at night sometimes to feed because all the animals are just so wore out from the day. So
I understand. Well, you know, to give Isaac the best summer ever, I'm sure it was hot, and that snow probably felt really good. When he could throw the snowballs at people and get hit, you probably were wanting to get hit.
You know, that was one of the coolest things I think I have ever seen. When we first started planning, and I called Morales Ice out of San Antonio, they do snow parties. And so that was something that they do, but they don't do them in July in South Texas. And so when I asked for that, they kind of laughed, and he said, well, yeah, let's do it. And we kind of started trying to plan and figure out, and none of us were real sure exactly how long that snow was going to last. But, you know, we played in that snow for about 2 hours and didn't lose any of it. It was about the coolest thing you ever saw. We've got pictures after everybody ran through it and chomped through it and threw snowballs at each other. And it was still just as thick on the grass as it had been when we started. So
wow.
We kind of felt like that was a pretty cool thing that, you know, that we got a little bit of a miracle that snow lasted in Texas for a little while.
Amazing. Well, if you're willing to, Abby, I'd like to hold you over and let's talk about how you put some of these things together for the summer, because there may be somebody listening that has a young person in their area and they're thinking, how can I do what you all have done there in New Braunfels, Texas? Will you do that?
Sure.
Okay, we'll hang over with Abby Mayberry. She's talking to us about Isaac Juarez. I want you to go over to Isaac's Best Summer Ever, and that's ISAAC'S Best Summer Ever on Facebook. Go like the page, and you're going to see some of the things we're going to talk about when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber. Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh-baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh Baked.
Listening to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I've really enjoyed getting to talk to Abby Mayberry over in New Braunfels, Texas. And what's really the best part about it is we're talking about a special 6-year-old named Isaac Juarez, who right now needs your prayers. August 15th, he's going to go to see if he qualifies for a very special treatment that his mom actually found. This young man was on hospice care and still is, but if he qualifies for this treatment, it may very well save his life. The community in New Braunfels have rallied around Isaac, and they came up with some really special events for Isaac, and one of those things, he wanted to be a soldier. Now, I want Abby to tell us about this little soldier and what was done for him by the community.
Well, I don't know if I can get through talking about what our Army recruiters did for him without crying. When we first heard Isaac was coming home, like I said, Alita and I, his mom and I, have become friends outside of our mom's group and outside of kind of the other stuff that's been done for Isaac. And so when she messaged me that they were coming home from Tennessee on hospice care, we knew that we just wanted to do something. The original plans were much smaller than what they turned out to be. We thought maybe just a birthday party or maybe something just for the family to be able to go do. But we started making some phone calls, started looking at the stuff that Isaac wanted to be a soldier. He wanted to be a, has always wanted to be a soldier. Wanted to see snow, just some of the stuff that he was interested in. And I just started making some phone calls and explaining the situation, explaining who I was and how we knew Isaac and what we were hoping for him. And our Army recruiters, man, they stepped up just amazingly. And one thing I learned during the whole process is that they really want to. I think that that's kind of an across-the-board thing, that they want to be involved with some of these young kids and they want to give back to their communities. And we had our group of recruiters came in. They had a uniform ordered for Isaac and embroidered with his name. They came in and ran some PT drills with him. As a matter of fact, we've got a video of it on Isaac's Best Summer Ever page and a bunch of pictures. They came in and they swore him in as a soldier. They gave him, they dressed him in his uniform, gave him his PT exercise gear, and they told him that he was now a United States Army soldier.
And, I love that.
Not only that, but about 2 weeks later, my phone rang on a Saturday morning real early, and it was the press secretary for the Army out of San Antonio, and they wanted Isaac to not only do what he had already done, but the Golden Knights were jumping in to an event in Austin, Texas, that was celebrating a program that had launched about a year ago in Austin. And they put Isaac right in the center of that. Isaac was able to stand on the field while the Golden Knights jumped in. They gave him the baton that they carry. There was a four-star general there. And they gave Isaac the baton that they carry on their jumps to present to the general. So Isaac presented that baton to the general, and then it was given back to him, and it turned out that it had his name on it. He was given, he was given a bunch of coins, official Army coins. He was given another certificate for being part of that event. They treated him like he was a soldier all day long. They called him Private Isaac all day, and he was just over the moon. He had so much fun. Both of our families were able to go. And I have been, we all have been just blown away at the involvement of Sergeant Payton and Sergeant Morales and all of the people from our Army recruitment here in New Braunfels that were part of it. And not only were part of it for one night, but they've stayed part of it. They've continued to contact us and ask us how Isaac is doing. And, they're making sure that they're part of his life and that they, that he knows that they feel like he has already got all of the markings of a soldier in the way that he is fighting this cancer.
This is amazing. I'm actually looking at pictures right now on Isaac's Best Summer Ever, and I do encourage people to go to that page and check out what these military members did for Isaac. It was a special day as those guys came in their parachutes and landed for Isaac, and this was all done for Isaac. What an amazing opportunity for him. I know it had to be just an incredible day for that young man.
It was amazing. The parachute jump was actually for a program out of Austin, but they actually invited Isaac to that to be a guest of honor.
Wow.
When they swore him in, they swore him in at the event at the Alamo Draft House in New Braunfels, and those were actually two separate events that he got to be part of. So he was sworn in on one night, and then they actually brought him back again for a whole other event where they made him a guest of honor and said his name and let him really feel like he was being promoted, and they told him he was promoted to the Golden Knights, and so now he feels like not only is he a soldier, but he's a paratrooper too. So he is all kinds of excited. You know, he wears that uniform with a lot of pride, and we sure are proud of him, because he fights like nothing you've ever seen.
Well, and if, Lord willing, this treatment works out for him, I'm sure he's going to have the fight of his life ahead of him, and he's got a really great support group. I know very clearly by looking at all the amazing people who are helping him. Talk about, because it does take a lot of people to make this work, talk about some of the people who've come together to help the Juarez family.
It does. It takes everybody. And, you know, when I started making the phone calls and just, I didn't know how many people we were going to get that said yes, you know, but we didn't hear a no. There was not a single solitary business owner that told us no. So every single, we're a tourist town, really. We've got two rivers that run through New Braunfels. We've got a whole lot of activities that go on, and our town is growing like crazy. So we have all kinds of fun stuff. Like we have a Natural Bridge Caverns and Wildlife Ranch that's a wildlife drive-through. We have Urban Air. We have a drive-in movie theater. And then we have two really big movie theaters that have like bowling and all that kind of fun stuff. We have downtown bowling in our town. We've got, you know, all kinds of different things that people come to do. And we were able to provide tickets to the whole family at just about every one of those different places so that they could just really have the time to build memories with each other without having to worry about the financial burden of building those memories. Because, you know, we all like to take our kids everywhere. You know, I mean, who doesn't want to take their kids to Schlitterbahn and to the movies and to all those places? But that's, you know, a few $100 every time you turn around. And that's not probably something that can be afforded when you're kind of in the middle of a medical fight, especially. And so we were just really hoping that we were going to be able to provide them with a few things, just a couple of things to be able to do and build some memories. And we were unbelievably blown away and blessed that we were able to provide them with every single one of the activities that we asked for. We were able to provide to them.
Wow, that is amazing. And like you say, it does take a lot of people to make that happen. And so if somebody out there is thinking about trying to help a young man like Isaac or a young lady that you know is going through some serious illness like this, and you want to help them, you need a solid team built around you to help make it happen, because a lot of times we look to do something really big and we get discouraged because we get told no. And as you said, the business owners around your town didn't say no, but we've got to have people in boots on the ground, so to speak, to help facilitate and to keep these things moving forward, and know that you've got a team of people, an army that's going out there to help make it happen.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, like you said, don't get discouraged, but also don't be afraid to ask, you know, and asking for specific things. I think a lot of times we get caught up when we're trying to do something that would be something helpful. We get caught up in kind of asking for money, and we hear no a lot when we ask for money. Like if I had gone in and just asked for money from everybody, I probably would have heard no a lot more often. But if you give people, I think, the opportunity to meet you where they can and kind of give you the what they're able to give, which, you know, for us, it was a lot of gift certificates so that the family could go eat and go have an activity here or there. That was something that was a lot easier to get and I think was kind of, in a way, much more beneficial, because I know for us, if somebody came and gave us $5,000, it's probably going to go pay bills. Like, it's probably not going to go to anything real exciting, because this kind of fight is expensive. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with trying to raise that $5,000 for somebody that you know going through this fight. But sometimes when you're in this fight, you also forget to make memories. Like, you forget to have, or you don't have the ability. Because my husband is the sole wage earner in our house. And so if there's something going on, it's usually, if there's any extra money, it's going towards, you know, fixing the car or doing something like that. And there's just not that time to go and take the time off and go to the movies or take the time off and spend the day together as a family. like we wish that there was. We do it, but we just don't do it as often as we would like to. And so that is something that we really wanted to give Isaac the opportunity to do with his family, regardless of whether or not there was going to be another trial that came up, because at that time we didn't know. But we wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to build some memories. And I think that that's something that sometimes gets lost when we're trying to help other people. We kind of forget that even in the midst of kind of all this bad, that there's really kind of the desire to still build that good.
Absolutely. And finding those opportunities, because we could face this and be depressed and get down and not use the life that we have, because the fact is we don't know whether we've got tomorrow to live or not. And it's that same way for everybody. That's right. So if we take each day as we can, and let's talk a little bit about that as we close out in the next segment, and we'll have just a few minutes again to get people on board with Isaac's situation, to talk about August 15th and what the family's looking for. And hopefully what we'll do is bring people to Isaac's page and they'll start following and go to Isaac's Best Summer Ever and be a part of the effort. This family in New Braunfels, Texas, they're coming to St. Jude on August the 15th to see if they qualify for special treatment. And hopefully what will happen is, and we'll be prayerful for that, that the treatment is going to take place and that Isaac will be spending many summers enjoying the things he should be able to do as a little boy, and he's just 6 years old. So Abby Mayberry, we'll take the next segment and we'll talk a few minutes more, and then we'll close the show out. And I appreciate you joining me and hanging out with me right now.
Sing a rainbow.
Folks, you're listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-0023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, Crab Claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever.
Welcome back. Now we're in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We've gone three segments with Abby Mayberry, and we've talked about Isaac Juarez. Isaac Juarez is a 6-year-old who has cancer. He was on hospice care and still is, but his mom found out about a special treatment, an opportunity for him to be treated, and they're going August 15th to see if he qualifies for this treatment. Now, we have a lot of people praying. I know we do, because Abby actually runs a couple of pages, and one of them is Isaac's Best Summer Ever, and the other page, tell us about it again, Abby.
The other page is Moms in New Braunfels. And we're a community group local to moms here in our community and kind of our surrounding area. And we have about 18,000 members. So we do a lot of things on Facebook. We offer a lot of recommendations, a lot of mom talk, a lot of daily support. But then we also try to do as much as we can in the community to kind of make a day better for anybody. Isaac is definitely kind of our favorite right now. we're really enjoying being part of Isaac and his family's journey. But this is something that we hope is a door for us to be able to do this for more kids, because I know we do unfortunately have several more kids in our community that are fighting this illness right now, and we've unfortunately lost several kids in our community to cancer. So this is something that's really near and dear to our hearts.
Well, and as you say, there are other children, but each time you do it, of course, you have the passion and the drive. And right now, Isaac has received a lot of special attention this summer. And as was posted, Isaac's mom had learned of a new chemo trial for reoccurring medulloblastoma. Medulloblastoma, is that how you pronounce it?
Medulloblastoma, yes. It's,
thank you.
I believe the back of the brain is where his tumors are located.
And so Soldier Isaac is going to find out if he qualifies for this special treatment. And I want people to go to Isaac's Best Summer Ever and follow the page. And then again, let's talk about the ways that listeners can help this family. We gave a gift certificate to Baby Jack's Barbecue up in Bartlett and Arlington, Tennessee, outside of St. Jude. But as I said, there's restaurants that are familiar to all of us that people could go and get gift cards. How would they get those to you?
We can post a mailing address on Isaac's Best Summer Ever page. We can also probably, we have not set up a GoFundMe yet, simply because mom and dad have been kind of hesitant to do that. They haven't wanted to set up a GoFundMe, and sometimes those fees can get a little crazy as well. But I know mailing gift cards, we've been having a lot of that happen. And as well as any kind of donations they would like to do, I can post that on the page where those can come, and we can definitely get those to the family. We see Alia a couple times a week normally, so as soon as they get up there, we could also, I believe that sometimes some of those gift cards are even able to be sent to like email addresses.
Yes.
And so I can post an email address on the page for people to be able to send gift cards that are able to go to email. I can do that as well, so that she can have access to that right away.
And one more thing we talked about is the special day that comes up the week after. On August 22nd, Isaac will turn 7 years old.
Yes. And so we would love to have cards. Every kind of card you can imagine, homemade cards, store-bought cards. It would be fantastic for Isaac to get a flood of cards and support. Isaac has never known that he's in hospice. When Isaac left St. Jude's in the middle of June, he was just told that they were just coming home. He was not told that he was in hospice. His parents did a fantastic job of that. They made sure that Isaac did not know that he was given any kind of a dire diagnosis at all. So any kind of cards that would encourage Isaac or that would wish Isaac a happy birthday, they would be extremely welcome.
And I'm thinking, what six-year-old needs to know about hospice anyway? I mean, my daughter is five. She's going to be six in December. And I can't imagine that having to even be a thought that crosses our mind about our own daughter. And here you've got a family that has little Isaac, and he's just about to turn seven. He's so young, he'd be starting first grade. Is that about first grade age?
Yes. And he was in school a little bit already. He has got every teacher that has ever had him, he has got them wrapped around his fingers. He's just that kind of kid. When you meet him, you want to just pick him up and hug him. I mean, he's fantastic. But he is missing school, you know, of course, right now. And I'm sure with the trial, you know, we're hoping that that's going to probably, you know, it's kind of bad to say, but keep him out of school down here and keep him back in school in St. Jude's. So that's what we're hoping that he is back in Tennessee for those next few months.
Well, and I'm also thinking for this birthday, with him being such a supporter of the military, maybe people send him patches. If they have patches from the military that they could send him, challenge coins maybe that they have, that would be pretty cool too.
That would be phenomenal. Yes, patches would be absolutely amazing. And he did receive a challenge coin from our New Braunfels Police Department. And then he received several more coins at the event in Austin, and he did love them. He was super excited about them. He was showing them off and letting us all look at them and touch them. So, yeah, any kind of patches, any kind of decals or stickers that you have, anything like that would be absolutely amazing for him. It would be something that would mean the world to him for sure.
That's great. So we can get police departments involved as well. My background is law enforcement, and I've got patches here at the house from other departments, and maybe I can get some of those sent over to him if he'll like those. Maybe fire departments, paramedics, any first responders that have patches, they're listening. And then go to Isaac's Best Summer Ever, and I believe, Abby, that you'll have something that people can be able to get those things to him.
Yes, we'll post an address that those things can be sent to him, and we'll make sure that they get them for sure.
That sounds great. Abby Mayberry, I have enjoyed this conversation, especially since I feel like there's somebody out there that needed to hear about Isaac right now, and I feel that there's somebody out there that it's really touching their heart and they want to help, and this just adds somebody else to your team, the army of people who are supporting Isaac Juarez.
Mark, we are so thankful that you heard about Isaac and that you chose to showcase him on your show. And we really do hope that this gets his name out there, and not only his name, but kind of brings some awareness to the kids that are in every community, because they're there. You know, even if you don't know about them, there's one in your community, and they all need a lot of support. But we are so grateful that you have picked up Isaac's banner and are waving it so that he can get a little bit more attention and a little bit more support, because he sure is a cool kid. We just love him to pieces, and we're so grateful that this trial has come up and that he might be able to qualify for it.
Well, the Mark White Show is a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference everywhere, and I mean it, even in New Braunfels, Texas. So I'm glad to have you on the program. I'm glad to be able to try to help Isaac, and I'm asking for people to pray for Isaac as they approach the August 15th date to find out if he qualifies for this treatment. And I appreciate the good work that you continue to do, Abby, and I appreciate you joining me here today.
Thank you, Mark. I've enjoyed talking to you so much.
And that was Abby Mayberry, and she had started the page Isaac's Best Summer Ever, and I want you to go to it. I want you to follow the page. I want you to find the address. I want you to send patches, challenge coins, whatever you can do. Help this family out. They're going to St. Jude next week. They need your prayers, and there's more things that you can do, and I hope you'll follow that page and find out. But we're going to try to help this family. We're going to try to help the Juarez family, and I know you want to do that as well. So I appreciate having Abby join me. I appreciate you all for tuning into the Mark White Show each and every week to follow these families, to find out where you can make a difference. And I hope that you've decided to do that. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show, and that you get out there and take a step right now. Make Isaac Juarez your purpose. If you're looking for a purpose, make this young man your purpose. And that'll be the biggest thing that you could do right now today to try to help this family. Folks, thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
In the darkest night, if you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right.